How's it going, everybody? Another edition of the Damian G Show brought to you by Anchor.fm, your one-stop shop for podcast needs. Find the show, as always, on Spotify and other streaming services all across the internet. Reach the show at DamianGShow@gmail.com. Now, getting all those pleasantries out the way, this is one of those quick viewer-suggested topics that they wanted my opinions on, and this one actually comes from Coach Sarah. For those who don't know, is a part of a new segment called Damian's Advocate that we've been running the past couple of weeks, and I want to thank her for this topic in preparation for our episode later this week. So as always, I'm a guy who just shares his opinions, shares his feelings and his gut, and going off of my personal experience. So Sarah's suggested topic was about relationship boundaries. Now, that's a very interesting question, because boundaries in general are something people in the helping professions talk to clients about constantly. The need to set boundaries for those in our lives to protect our own vital energy source or to protect our sanity. But in the world of relationships, it's a little different, only because we've never really thought about relationship boundaries. And if we have, it's usually just from a physical aspect, where physical space necessitates boundaries. Abusive relationships on a physical level, not resorting into that kind of abuse, so to speak, is the first thing that comes to my mind before actually learning about this and talking about this with people, about relationship boundaries. And it goes far beyond just you stay over there, I stay over here. There is a lot of different layers. Like a lot of things in life, there are different layers for multiple things. But in this case, it's interesting, because why are they important in the first place is the first question I'll pose, or that Sarah posed to me, and I'll answer it as best I can in my own way, shape, and form. They're important because without them, people will literally walk all over you from a mental and physical standpoint. I referenced the physical leeriness. It's the best word I'll come up with at this time. But there's the mental game of allowing someone in your safe personal space, or allowing someone to penetrate that sacred psychological barrier that you yourself have set up. I think we all need them. I think in every relationship, humanistically, we need to set up these barriers, these protective shields. And I'm not talking about the walls that we all put up to supposedly guard ourselves from those for fear of being hurt, manipulated, or the like. I'm talking about things that go against your core values that you have to protect yourself from for fear of burnout, emotionally and personally. Now, I can throw my own two cents in here. As I said before earlier, I've never been one to really think about this, and a lot of this comes from emotional intelligence, or even just building emotional intelligence, which before a couple of years ago, you wouldn't have heard me start talking about, and you've only heard me talk about it recently, probably in the last year or so. So that's why, number one, that's important to me. Just it sets a healthy communication talking point, or just reference point, when you share what your potential boundaries are. But mine goes all the way back to just childhood, you know. And a lot of us do this. A lot of us form our personal and romantic relationships based on relationships that we had with either our parents, our friends, our family, growing up, or even as we get older. That's our first boundary that we either don't really set and it bites us in the behind, or we set that as we get older and that becomes the litmus test or the bar to which all other relationships and boundary setting will kind of happen underneath. For instance, I have set strict boundaries for my mental energies with my parents, because they are figurative black holes in terms of energy. They will suck all the life out of anyone they talk to because everything is a negative connotation. There's hopelessness, there's lack of fire, there's lack of positivity, there's lack of production, there is lack of thought to something better. So I have had to fortify or refortify my boundaries with that because I grew up with them essentially being a part of every aspect of my life. And I have dated countless women in my life who have had families who are overly involved, who failed to set that boundary and allowed their families to dictate their dating life and their dating history. And again, I'm just talking from my perspective. I've seen it with my own two eyes where I've dated somebody and they can't make a choice because they have to consult mom and dad, even though they're grown-ass adults, because they haven't set that boundary about, look, this is my life. I don't need you up in my business. So I've had to do that as I've gotten older. And how do I do that? Really simple. I cut off communication when it gets to a point where there can be no positive headway, where there can be no open dialogue, where there can be no open discussion points without it reverting to shaming tactics, name calling, look at it as the picture of the two adults slap fighting while their faces are away from each other, while they're flailing their arms. If a conversation gets to that point, that is crossing definitely one of my emotional boundaries in terms of just human-to-human relationships. And those things are important because that is sucking the life out of you. That is you expounding energy to something that is doing you no positivity, to something that is not even remotely helping you. Because let's face facts here, it's really easy to get caught in that negative feedback loop of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Because eventually what you wind up doing is that you're severing your own personal boundary just so you can prove a point, just so you can win the argument. But at what cost? Like that's the thing that cracks me up. It's what cost here on the Damien G Show. There are always costs to lowering your personal boundaries. And when I come back from the break really quick, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to get into more about why we should set them and why we should set them as early as possible when it comes to dealing with not even just members of the dating realm, but our own personal realms in between. And again, thank you to Anchor.fm for hosting this episode of the Damien G Show. We'll be right back. Picking up where we left off here on Damien G, talking about personal boundaries in terms of relationships. First segment, I talked about how my boundaries with my family are important in setting the boundaries with future relationships, personal, romantic, or otherwise. But the next question is, when should you set them in terms of a dating life? And why is it important in a dating life? And I talked about that briefly last segment about it's your own personal bubble. When we're dating people, when we're with someone, there's degrees into which we'll let them or allow them into our personal bubble space. And there's reasons why we keep people at bay. And again, I am not talking about those people that put up the fortress of solitude, the 10 layers of crud, just to prove to somebody that we're going to be in it for the long haul. I've been guilty of this. I've seen people do this countless times, countless clients who have these impenetrable fortresses up, claiming that they're open to having relationships with people or letting people in, but at the slightest infraction, they will put all the walls up. And I know a lot of that comes from personal histories, potential traumas of the past, just being really careful about who you let into your personal space. I understand all that. But on one hand, we can't talk about we want to let people in and on the next one, just shut everybody out. You can't have it both ways. Either you're ready to let people in or you're not. But in keeping with why the boundaries are important again and to when you should set them, you should set your relationship boundaries as early as humanly possible. This should be one of those conversations that should be had early in the dating and courtship process. You should let people know, hey, there are things that I'm just not ready to be about. For instance, if I'm in a dating relationship, I let women know real quick what my boundaries are. I will not hit you up all day. I may go hours without talking to you. If I talk to you literally 2 hours prior, do not expect me to call you and have another long thought out conversation. If I'm home and we don't live together and we're just dating, do not expect me to spend every waking evening talking to you for 2 hours. I have a purpose to accomplish. I have other responsibilities. I am not readily available to do that, especially with my free time. If a person immediately wants to dominate every one of my weekends, I will cut that off really fast. And I've dated women who have told me the same thing, that they are focused on their purpose. They are focused on wanting to improve their life. Maybe they have responsibilities outside. There are children, family. I'm not getting in the way of that. I have never in the last few years have wanted to get in the way of anyone's progress that I'm dating. So that is a boundary I set really early for anyone, even in my friendships. I know I am notoriously horrible at constantly checking in on my friends, but here's the funny part. That doesn't mean I forget about them. Once a week, twice a week, there are people out there who I have set that boundary with, that even though I'm not talking to them on the phone for 3 hours at a time, I'm at least texting them to let them know, hey, checking on you. You good? Checking on you. Let me know what's going on. And it's vice versa. It's a two-way street. That's when you should set these things. You should set these parameters. And again, you don't even have to have these as an out loud conversation depending on the severity of the boundary. You don't have to go into an in-depth conversation as to why you're setting it, especially early in the relationship. But as you get to know the person, as you get to grow comfortable with the person, these things come up. You want to share these tidbits of information. There's nothing wrong with that. And if anyone tells you that there's something wrong with that, then that's an automatic, in my own words, red flag. If you don't want me to share what my personal boundaries are, or at the very least, if you're nitpicking and trying to get to the bottom of it and trying to force it out of me, that's another boundary. I will gladly walk the slow bop in order for me to feel comfortable. There is no quick fix for stuff like this. Everybody's boundaries are different. I once dated a girl 10 years ago whose main boundary was her dog. Yeah, I know someone laughed out there. I kid you not. Her dog was a boundary issue where her dog was getting up there in age and she had to pattern her life around making sure her dog was cared for and fed and taken to appointments and overall just making sure that the quality of life the dog was receiving was a number one priority for her outside of work and other commitments. That dog was higher on the pedestal than anyone she dated, including me, and that was okay because that dog was her family. I got that. But some people may not be able to understand that. They might not be able to understand that they don't come first place to a dog. And that's another story for another podcast, because I can get into that also from a perspective that you probably wouldn't expect me to come from. But to be quite honest, setting them early here on Damon G Show, setting these expectations and these boundaries early will not only just let people know where you're coming from, but what it does, it reinforces why it's important to you and why it matters in the first place. And I think once those parameters have been put in place, it makes it a lot easier for people to kind of do the dance. And I don't agree with doing the complete relationship dance of you make a move, I make a move. But with any relationship, it takes time to build, rapport building, and you can only do that from a safe space perspective. And that is why boundaries are important. But I, again, suggest to people who are confusing boundaries with impenetrable walls. Because what you're doing is you're putting up so many obstacles to yourself, not even just the person that's trying to get to understand you or know you. You're putting up your own personal obstacles, because what that does, it takes away your own opportunity to grow and learn, rather than just, no, this person's going to prove to me by jumping over the moat and jumping over the alligators and swinging across the mud and climbing the tower and kills the fire-breathing dragon just to talk to me. As opposed to you thinking, why the hell did I put myself in the tower to begin with all of these traps and excursions? that's just my own food for thought. But just think about that from the other perspective. You have these people stupidly jumping through hoops, trying to get people to let them in, so to speak. When in reality, it shouldn't be a matter of running an obstacle course. It should be a matter of a regular race, a race that you and the person that you're dealing with, you set the pace to that. You personally set that pace. You personally set that boundary of, hey, I just want to take things slow, one day at a time, one text at a time, et cetera, as opposed to saying, well, I want this off the bat. And if you don't do that, then too bad, so sad for you. Who's that really helping? That's not helping you. It's not helping you get to know yourself better and why you're putting up these boundaries in the first place. As I said earlier in the segment, you have to understand why you yourself are putting up these boundaries. And that goes all the way back as to when we started forming personal boundaries in the first place. When was the first time we felt that we betrayed them? When was the first time someone else betrayed them? When was the first time we actually said we were going to actually start putting together boundaries? And a lot of people don't take the time to do a lot of self-reflection regarding that. And personally, me, I have taken the last 2 years of my life to do a lot of self-reflection, and I'm very grateful for the kind of boundaries that I have put forth. And I know Coach Sarah feels the same way about her own personal boundaries, which I'm sure we'll get into later this week on Damien's Advocate. And you can find that on the stream, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the like. But when we come back, I want to talk about what happens if someone just decides to cross the boundaries, whether or not it's intentional or whether or not it's on purpose. And that'll be after this on the Damien G Show, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Thank you again for listening to the Damien G Show. I want to just humbly show my appreciation to all of you who decide to listen every week, tune in, share, subscribe. As always, find me on various streaming platforms. Just type in the little Google search bar, or DuckDuckGo, or Mozilla, Firefox, Damien G Show, and there I'll be, depending on the graphic, either my slogan of "It ain't faulty being salty" with W's as opposed to A's, or you'll have my beautiful face in a blue and black graphic talking into a microphone where my tagline is, I don't need a gimmick or no gimmicks needed. So I just want to thank everybody again for constantly supporting me on this journey. The last couple of years have been stop and start for my broadcast career, but I seem to have been finding a niche in relationship talk and coach talk and coach content. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for those of you who have been sticking by me since 2017, when I just did wrestling talk or sports talk, and now I'm able to branch off into something that is really important to me and matters to me, and hopefully it matters to you, or at least you can take some of what I say and just sift through it and use whatever you find valuable. But with that being said, I want to go back and talk about what is going to happen, or what happens when people violate said boundaries, as we referenced earlier on the show, about setting these relationship boundaries. And what if people go against them? What if people step over the line? Because to quote Charlie Murphy from the Chappelle Show, some people out there are habitual line steppers, and they need to be checked. But how they need to be checked is a different story depending on the level of infraction. I'm going to be honest here. If it is a one-time exploratory, because as humans, we tend to test limits. That is one of our core positives, as well as an annoying negative, when we decide to test the limits, knowing we're not supposed to be doing something that only drives us more to do it. So for instance, a level of infraction on a lower scale or a lower end scale, either A, be in the midst of doing a podcast, or I have a client scheduled and they still want to come over at a given time. They don't allow me to do that. That's a problem. They don't allow me to do what I'm supposed to be doing, which is doing my job and living my purpose. Then that rubs me the wrong way. But on a small scale, if they come over and I get a call from a client saying, hey, Damien, 911, and they're a little annoyed that this happened now, but they understand, I'm more liable to be more forgiving because they're at least understanding where I'm coming from and understanding my need to be there for those that need me or count on me to be there for them. Now, granted, if I'm dating someone long term and they've been in the picture for a while and I've already told my clients or I'm not doing any kind of recordings, leave me be on this certain day or I won't schedule anything and I will grant that person my full undivided attention. But it's a small transgression. Now, on the other hand, if you go and throw a tantrum every time Damien has to do some sort of programming or every time a client needs my help, then you can let the door hit you on the way out on the backside, because just like that ex-girlfriend I had who put her dog as a number one priority, my job, my career, both my careers, any kind of career endeavors that are about me securing the bag, as the phrase goes, that is non-negotiables for me. Now, there's such a thing as learning to rest and relax and not being a workaholic. I get that part. But anyone I'm dealing with or anyone that I'm associating with would not have the gall, because they know this by now, would not have the gall to try to usurp that from me. That would not be in this person's best interest. But on a more severe scale, if we're putting up physical boundaries, for instance, if I'm dating somebody and I tell them, and I've had to have this conversation with people in the past, please don't touch my face in an aggressive way. Please don't touch my face, even as a joking manner, like you're going to like smush me up against my face. Don't do that. Do not do that. That is a automatic strike one, strike two, sometimes all three strikes in a row. And another boundary violation I can't stand is, even if it's a joke and I'm dating somebody and I don't give a crap if people say I'm too sensitive about it, do not call me stupid. Do not even make any kind of jokes about retarded, air quotes. Leave all that behind. The minute somebody says that, I have walked away from people in the past. I will not hesitate to do that again, because that is one of my most major infractions. And that goes back to the biggest thing about why you're setting your personal boundaries, as I went way back in the first segment. That goes back to what's the cause of it. That goes back to, when are you going to implement those kinds of safeguards, and how soon are you having that conversation with the person that you're dating or talking to or dealing with? And then at that point, are you going to have the conversation that says, listen, if you violate this A1 boundary, this A2 boundary, this may be the repercussions for that. And honestly, some people think it might be too serious to have these kinds of conversations, but I think a lot of people in relationships, they are lacking that emotional intelligence to be able to have that conversation. To be able to have the conversation of, hey, if I violate this person's inner boundary or outer boundary, I deserve to have things put upon me in a negative light, to say, hey, dude, you literally just violated this. So that might be strike one, strike two, and strike three for you all at one time. And I can self-disclose on this, because I was recently contacted by someone who told me that I had personally violated their boundaries. And even though I didn't know I was doing it, I understood that they set up a boundary about me conversing with them about certain topics, or me even reaching out to them or communicating to them. I didn't know I was violating a boundary because I had never had this conversation with the person, but they made it abundantly clear that I had violated a boundary that hurt them. And I went back and I thought about it, and I at first became defensive, because we're humans. It's kind of hard for us to not be defensive initially. But then I realized, if the shoe was on the other foot, how would I have felt? And I think therein lies the growth for all of us. Therein lies the possibility for change, is that we know we messed up. We know that we crossed the line, and we make amends to doing so, for one. And for two, we never do it again. I think that is the problem that a lot of people have with boundaries, is that it doesn't allow people to have free reign over other people's existences. And egotistically speaking, that hurts people who have their egos bruised, people who may identify or be classified as narcissistic or just majorly egotistical, or just people who take things personally, which is a violation of one of the four agreements that I've talked about on this show. Cutting off your access to someone is the greatest gotcha middle finger to that person you could give them, because they're trying to have access to your energy, your personal space. And again, I am guilty of doing that to someone unintentionally on my end, even though I didn't see it from their end. But I've also had to call people on violating my own personal boundaries. I'll never forget the day as an adult, and I'll take it out of the dating realm and I'll keep it to my family. I remember the last time I went back to New York and I sat down with my parents to talk about just life issues and how Dallas and I had been coexisting. And immediately my mom decided to try to violate my boundaries by bringing up my past relationships, my past decisions that may or may not have worked out how I'd wanted them to. But she did so in a way that was hurtful and spiteful. And I cut the conversation off real quick, to the point where I let her know, you're violating my space right now. And I literally walked away. Or there's other times where I've had conversations with people on the phone where I literally have hung up on them without even giving them a modicum of an explanation. Done. Bye. See you later. But that's subjective, depending on everybody else. Everyone has their own boundary limits where people can test. Because as I said before at the beginning of the segment here on Damon G, we are prone to test limits because that is what humans do. We like to test limits. But all in all, that's just me. That's kind of how I would handle it. Boundaries are a real tricky thing. But if I had to summarize this entire quick episode or quicker episode of Damon G Show, I would say set your boundaries as clear and concise as possible. Communicate that to everyone who is a major part of your life. If you want to have certain dating boundaries and certain personal relationship boundaries, that's fine. But do not hesitate to have the conversation about what these boundaries mean to you, how important they are, where they come from, if you're comfortable talking about that, and what the repercussions may be if a person violates those boundaries. Those are my thoughts only. They do not reflect those of Coach Sarah or anyone else I work with or any of my friends and loved ones. That is strictly dealing with me, Damien. Nothing else, nothing more. So I want to thank Sarah again for the topic. Coach Sarah, thank you so much. Find the show, the Damien G Show or the Damien's Advocate, on multiple streaming platforms. I do have a Twitch stream at Damien G Show. I do have a YouTube page at Damien G Show. And you can find me and email me and contact me on social media at Damien G Show on both Instagram, Twitter, and that is the email at gmail.com. Damien G Show at gmail.com. So please rate, subscribe, like, even consider supporting the show fiscally if possible. Thinking about doing a Patreon. Sarah and I have talked about this. I think we need to flesh out a few more things before we go to that level. But you could always make donations at my anchor.fm site, anchor.fm/Damien G Show. And a 99 cent donation would be great. A 50 cent donation would be great. If someone wants to do a sponsorship of an episode or a topic suggestion, please reach out, DM me there, or DM me on social media, as I said earlier in the segment, and I will be glad to talk business with you. So remember, without you, there is no us, and I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I'll talk to you soon.